Money, money, gas, gas. Yo, damn dangerous. Gas, gas, money, gas. So he's definitely one of the producers that has his finger on the pulse of what the people want. And you can tell by the number of hits that he puts out every year. He is a touring musician as well. Talented beyond compare. I just bounced Ronnie Clark in the corridor, and Ronnie had a message for me to pass on to Dwayne, but I said I cannot have my show be caught up with football talk. Dwayne Dress, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Barbados.
And I guess you know the message that Ronnie will be sending to you, but I
know the Liverpool fans real full of the South these days, you know.
Let them have their moments, man.
Let them have their moment, man.
How you doing, man? How you keeping?
I am happy. I'm good. I'm happy.
No, that's an interesting answer, right? Because I mean, considering so much that's been going on, a lot of people say, well, I'm impressed. I'm looking inside, I'm trying to manage this, do that. You're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
What has brought you to this point where you can just say, yeah, I'm happy?
Well, I mean, COVID, I mean, we just got cleared COVID-free. If there's nothing to be happy about, So looking forward to the places opening back up, getting some, like, music back up there. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping positive.
Now, live music is a big part of what you do. And we know that you are with Masha. How many years have you been with the band?
Woo! I think there's 18 years now, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Put in some work.
For someone that basically will be living out of a suitcase, what's it like now realizing, hey, well, I can't go anywhere? And it seems like it would be a while before things get back to that level where you'll be doing any significant amount of touring with the band, or any band for that matter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's a little frustrating because, you definitely miss that connection, with tens and thousands of people on the big, on that big stage. Mm-hmm. So you definitely miss the connection with, putting out music and trying to push it to people and stuff. So it's like a fish out of water, you every weekend you're going traveling, you're on a plane, blah, 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 then everything, bam, just shuts off. Mm. So, why do I do at home? There's only so much TV I could watch. There's only so much games I could play. Mm. So, luckily, I have my own studio, and I have my studio at home, so I put my head down and went into the studio try to put out some music.
No, that's the thing, though, because you have your studio at home where you can obviously put things together. And I know through the years you have been bringing music out early, so I know that there would have been some tracks that were laid before all the shutdown and stuff. But in terms of now, things have been lifted somewhat, but while there was a shutdown, how do you go about then putting the music together? I know technology has been working a lot for our producers. How have you approached this?
Well, when it comes to certain artists, I have music recorded from since last year. I was an early mover. I usually record like a year, two in advance, and I just pick and choose from from the vault. But so a lot of the stuff that I had, you see me putting out now, I recorded since last year. The newer artists like Mole and Problem Child and these guys who are new, I had to get those guys had to record. Problem Child sent me his vocals from overseas, so I guess he has his own studio. Mm-hmm. So, technology really works, internet. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I don't like about that is that you actually miss the vibe of having people come over and vibe it with you. It was a little weird,
Yeah, I understand.
That's how it was true.
You from your travels and from your experiences, you have seen the number of festivals and carnivals that we have around the world. So you know there's always something going on. So the music must always be out. Yet we still have a lot of music being produced for our season. Do you see this here now as an opportunity or maybe a wake-up call, say, let's keep recording? As you said, you have vocals and you have tracks that were recorded way in advance, so you could pick and choose from whenever. Do you think if artists choose to do that there, record constantly, then they can put out whenever they choose?
Yeah, because as an artist, you just need to keep recording, you know, because sometimes, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, as you can see with COVID, you know, things could get shut down and you can probably need stuff, you know what I mean, to just rally through just to keep current or keep relevant. To. So I would advise artists to keep recording, man. It's like the festival, a crop over, it brings a practice to most artists where, you know, crop over coming around, all right, I got 3 months to crop over, let me hit the studio now. Mm. You know, that was the main practice of most artists in Barbados when it comes to, like, crop over. But no, there's no crop over. You know, people are asking if I should release music. Should I not release music? I might not get time going to the studio to record music because, you know, I can't get into the studio out wearing a mask and this and that and all that. So if you have, you just got to be well prepared, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, as I said, I was recording music from since last year before, and I don't necessarily say what this is for 2002 crop over or 2000 and this whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just make sure that I have material and you have to have content so that you can, you know what I mean, go back to your catalog and say, well, I'm going to release this now. I could, you know what I mean? You have more flexibility with your material.
Now, talking about catalog, you have quite an extensive catalog. And I think I got to thank you for bringing the outside artists into Crop Over and not just bringing them to perform, but actually have songs for the festival, because you start to do it on a constant basis with Marshall and Patrice and the like.
Right.
Not just a one-off, but, you know, you made it constant. Although some people may argue that may not be the best thing, but for me, I'm liking it. But when you look back at your catalog and you see the music and how it's shaped through the years, I mean, you could talk about Charlie Sheen rhythm, and we could talk about the uptempo, the crazy jab, and all these rhythms that they vary, but they still have that signature sound. Has your sound gone to the point where you say, yes, this is what Dwayndrous is, or is it eclectic? What is it?
I don't really. I've heard so many people have that argument. I don't even know what y'all be talking about with my song. I just do me. You know what I mean? But yeah, I pretty much, because they come out, I've been listening to soca from since 90s when Nicholas Branca and Chris Allman used to run the scene, and I used to look at the two of those guys the most, actually. So I come from that old school camp. So most of my soca I would have learned probably through Nicholas anyhow. Or if not all.
Wow.
So about the song and stuff, I don't really get into that. I just do me, man.
Where does it, is there a particular vibe that you look for with the artists that you're working with? Because we know, well, there are certain artists that we see, but you're introducing more artists to your camp. But is there a particular vibe that you're looking for, a particular artist that you're looking for?
It all depends, man. Like, because, you know, I when I do beats, I tend to play with a lot of genres. Like, just recently I was playing with Spooge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I would mostly like look for more like the singers and the guys who were storytellers, you know?
Yeah.
Because when it comes to Bashment, then I would look for another particular type of artist. But it all varies to who I work with or whatever. But I work with everybody, man. I don't care who it is. Once you got a vibe, just come.
No, you mentioned it, because, I mean, Bashment that we've embraced to say, yes, this is ours, but there's still the battle there with Bashment. What's the direction you think that Bashment needs to take? Because it is already pretty popular here, But for it to get those legs to really reach masses beyond to all the markets that you will be touching, well, first, are you hearing it? I know I'm not hearing it really in a lot of those markets. Are you hearing it? And if you're not, what do you think needs to happen for it to be heard?
Well, that is a topic, Cashew, that we would probably take an hour to cover. But if I had to break it down, there's a few things. Is money, mm-hmm. you know, the injection of cash to get it, you know, more heard. Mm-hmm. You also have a problem with, as you said, you say you're not hearing it out there. Because we don't have a lot of Bajans and Bajan music being rep outside of Barbados. And there's not a lot of Bajan promoters. They have the Bajan DJs, but they're not making a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. You know? People not being... So, like, when Soca had time over, like, 2 decades to be... You know what I mean? To be, people had two decades to be educated about Soca. Mm-hmm. We only had a couple years about bashment, and you know, mm-hmm. so it can take a while.
Yeah,
it can take. You know, people educated them. You know what I mean? Getting people to know about the bashment culture, mm-hmm. where it originated from. You know what I mean? From, I always say, bashment really started with Peter Coffin and Rick and that crew. Mm-hmm. I would say Peter Coffin is the originator of bashment soca, and. Till we start to recognize those things and start from there and come down, mm-hmm. you know, we can have this conversation over and over.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that conversation can take about an hour, because they can get you and a couple other people in the room and we're going to have that conversation.
We
are going to have that conversation. we got some music out from you. I know you say you got a lot in the stockpile there. Are we getting any more coming out from the studio?
Yes, I have one more rhythm I want to release. Another kind of bashment, mm-hmm. you know, because right now with the COVID and stuff, I just want to keep people happy and positive. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too serious with the music right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's a real weird time. So I just want to keep people amped up, you know, upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I got another... Yeah, so I didn't know what the rhythm is called as yet, but that will be coming out probably like the end of July, featuring Rick, Problem Child again, probably more the same cast that from the Durban Poison, probably one or two more local dancehall artists that are emerging from Barbados.
I like that. I can look forward to that day. You're making me wait long for it, but I guess, you know, I'll accept it. I'll wait for it. Dwayne, as I say to most of the entertainers and producers that I get on the show, I know it's hard in the morning time. You all do some crazy hours, so thanks a lot for spending some time. And
anything,
the best to you, bro. All right, take care.
All right, up and on, bro.
Up and on, every time. Dwayne Antrobus, a.k.a. Dwayne Dress from Base Inc.